Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Panora Mayor Pat Parker. What were some big things that went on in 2022 that you were happy with?
One of the big things was the Clay Street project being completed, allowing another access route to the elementary school, and both for parents getting in and out for pickup and drop-off, and then in the event of games or pickup, if there was an emergency down there, we have more routes to get emergency vehicles in and out. It also opened up 18 new building lots for the city, within the city, for people to move to town and things that way, which is one of the things we were short on, was some building lots, so that was a great thing that we had going on in the city. And then we continue to move forward with the Jackson Street project. We were able to get that out to bid, get a bid that we were able to accept. They weren't able to get started this year, but they will get that started next year.
What are some big things kind of coming up for 2023 that are in the works?
Like I said a few moments ago, the Jackson Street project will be going on in 23, which will be taking care of some stormwater issues down in that part of town, and also at the same time updating some of our water lines in that area that have some lead-based joints. So again, fixing some of our aging infrastructure and getting it more safe. One of the other things we're working on is we're working on a grant for burying more of our overhead electrical lines. With the derechos that have come through, we've qualified for being able to apply for some grants to help with mitigation. So we're applying to try and bury all the overhead electric lines within the city limit, which will help in the event of future derechos or ice storms. Getting that stuff underground helps keep it so we're not having power outages in town. The other thing is we continue to work with the county on the emergency management for EMS being declared an essential service and working through those steps. The Panora EMS has grown over the years, where we went from covering the city of Panora and our fire district to our covering almost the northern two-thirds of the county. And for 10 years, as we've worked through that, we tried to do it just off of the revenue alone, and we've determined that the revenue alone won't support that. So we reached out to the county this last year to see if they declare EMS an essential service. They have done that. They have now in the process of setting up the advisory committee, which will review the EMS needs of the county, and based on that, then make recommendations to the county as to how to fix that. City of Panora has proposed that we continue to do EMS the way we've been doing it. Panora will take roughly the northern two-thirds, Stewart take the southern third. There's a little bit from Adair coming in, and there may be some Carroll County covering stuff, but continue what we're doing and just levy some more money for those departments to help us continue what we're doing, and then look for ways to further improve that service to our residents in the county.
Okay, that had been a thing I was going to ask you about too, was that coming in and being an essential service now.
Right. Yeah, that's one of the things is, as EMS has grown, I don't think everybody understands that with EMS not being essential service, when you pick up the phone and call 911 for an ambulance, they may or may not respond because of the funding and things that way. And we've watched for many years, most of these rural departments have been handled through volunteers. And over the years, the number of people volunteering for that is continued to dwindle. And part of it is the amount of training they have to go through, so they're up to date on how to properly treat people. So 2010, Panora moved to start their process for a full-time force of EMS employees. We still have a few volunteers to help us, but most of ours are through full and part-time employees to do that. But like I said, we have limited funding from the city of Panora through tax base and through some of our townships. So we're looking to increase that revenue source so we can make sure we have the crews on duty when the residents pick up the phone or call 911, that an ambulance is there within a timely manner.
And moving forward, kind of getting ready for that advisory council to come in, what things do you see kind of coming through on that from Panora's side of the viewpoint?
Partially what I said is Panora is willing to enter into a 2080 agreement with the county and provide services. We have the trained staff. We have equipment. We're willing to do it. We just need a little bit of financial assistance to help us with the full-time staff to make sure we have enough staff on duty at the time when somebody calls 911, that we have the staff available to go out and get them. Now, one of the things that has come up is the question is to response time, because Panora is on the eastern side of the county, Stewart's on the southeast part of the county. What's our response time to the western side or the northwest portion of the county? Is there a way we can put a satellite or something on the western side? I think that's a discussion we're willing to have, but we got to stabilize our department first, make sure that we're covering all our current bills and everything with employees, because we've started running a negative amount the last few years, and that's why we've asked for changes. But once we get that stabilized, I think we can have that discussion. Is there somewhere on the western side or a little northwest where maybe a satellite station could be put in to help with our response times around the county?
All right. Is there anything I didn't ask you about that you may want to talk about?
Other than that, I think for the city of Panora, I mean, we've had a great year. We've had some businesses grow. I mean, we're still coming out of COVID. We're still seeing new houses coming into town. With the new housing, Region 12 that we partnered with should be bringing in 4 new houses this next year, 2 from the Homes for Iowa, which will be single-family homes on their own lots, and then they're building a duplex or townhome down on some properties down by our substation and the new Clay Street stuff. That'll be zero-entry homes. All 4 of those homes should be built here this next year. So that'll be a great thing coming in. And I know we're getting a few other lots. Again, Panora Telco's opened up 18 lots down there. And I know there's some private citizens that are getting their lots open. So hopefully we can get some more houses being built in town and take care of some of those housing needs, which then leads to having employees for the businesses to grow in our area.
Thank you very much, Pat.
Thank you.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.